Greetings and salutations. My name is Colin Moriarty, 20-year veteran of video games media, OG PlayStation podcaster, and more recently game developer. And I'd like to cordially invite you to the internet's most beloved PlayStation podcast, Sacred Symbols. Sacred Symbols is an authoritative and funny labor of love. I co-host it with popular comedian and YouTuber Chris Raygun and newcomer Dustin Furman. And each and every week, we delve into all of the news and new releases emanating out of the world of PlayStation. And we like to do it our way, with a unique mixture of commentary, analysis, and humor. A mixture that makes our podcast one of the most popular in all of gaming. It's free to listen to on podcast services of your choice, so pause what you're listening to right now and go subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc., etc. Join our loyal legion of some 50,000 listeners on Sacred Symbols, a PlayStation podcast.
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead End Sports 365. I'm the OG 12 Kyle, and I got to thank you guys for checking it out. Make sure that you subscribe to this channel. Just go down here and click the subscribe button. Also, make sure that you check out Dead End Sports every Tuesday and Thursday nights at 9:30 p.m. All right, so you see the title. The overtime rules in the NFL suck. If you've been watching football this past weekend, what we got a chance to see was an epic game between the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm not going to go back into the game, but what we saw was we saw the Chiefs score. And then because of the new overtime rules, the Chiefs got the ball and the Buffalo Bills never got the ball back as Patrick Mahomes drove his team down the field and scored the final touchdown, which ended the game. Now, I know some of you are probably saying, well, Buffalo shouldn't have given up all of those points or they shouldn't have let them score within 13 seconds. That's beside the point. I want to talk about the rules. Much like a few of you, I actually remember the old overtime rules where the first team that scored won, meaning if you kicked a field goal after scoring, the game was over. There was no you get a chance or he gets a chance or this team gets a chance. It wasn't anything like that. So a few years ago, they adapted this rule where basically in this scenario, the team that gets the ball first, if they kick a field goal, then the other team gets at least one possession. If they score a touchdown, the game is over. Now, the problem with this current rule is that if you win the toss, when they flip the coin to go into overtime, if you win the toss, there's a good chance that you're probably going to win the game. In the playoffs, we've had this happen 11 times within since this rule has been created. And of those 11 times, the team that has won the toss has won 10. And we've seen some of the best quarterbacks have their teams lose the toss. And when they lose that coin toss to go into overtime, they've never gotten a ball back. We've seen it happen to Aaron Rodgers twice. We've seen it happen to Patrick Mahomes. Hell, we even saw it happen to Matt Ryan in the Super Bowl. Now, you know, the Falcons did, you know, go lemon booty and choke, but that's beside the point. Matt Ryan never, they lost the coin flip and Matt Ryan never got a chance to go back at Tom Brady. You know, could they have scored? Who knows? But that cemented Brady's legacy and, you know, did it in for the Falcons. But I would like to see the rules changed. And I have a proposal. I don't know how it's going to go, but here's my proposal. This is what I think we should do. I think I'm cool with the NFL keeping the rules that they currently have for regular season games. What I want to do is flip it in the playoffs. Because you have to have a winner. You obviously can't have a tie during the playoffs. In the regular season, you can have a tie. I want to see a situation where both teams get a chance to score a touchdown. And what I mean by that is in this same scenario, let's say Kansas City and Buffalo, Patrick Mahomes drives a team down the field and scores a touchdown. Josh Allen gets a chance to drive down the field and score a touchdown as well. What I'm proposing is having another quarter. So in doing that, if you give a team another quarter, and basically this is the fifth quarter, both teams have an opportunity to score. And then at the end of the quarter, the team with the most points wins. Now, if you go another quarter and the game is still tied, then let's go to sudden death at that point. The team that scores first after that wins. But I would like to see a situation where you get both teams the opportunity at least once to where they can actually score a touchdown. I think it's unfair. And for what it's worth, I mean, fair or not, we would have benefited from seeing some great quarterback play from Josh Allen had he been given the opportunity to, you know, have another offensive possession. But if you give teams another quarter, then basically instead of saying it ends on that touchdown that Patrick Mahomes throws to Travis Kelce, Buffalo has a chance to come back and score then. Or you can, if you don't want to do a full quarter, then do it like this. Have the teams go back and forth as far as scoring a touchdown, and then after that, go into sudden death. Because, and I was having this discussion with my dad, and my dad was like, well, you know, I don't know about that because you run the risk of players getting hurt. It's the playoffs. It's the playoffs. Who cares if they get hurt? I mean, and I was explaining, I said it respectfully, but I'm like, Dad, people don't care. We don't care about players getting injured. I mean, this is football. In football, you're having the equivalent of a car crash every 30 seconds. We as fans pretend to care. We don't care about player safety. We don't care about player health. These are gladiators, and all we want is to root for our teams. Let's just be real. So what I'm proposing is two things. Either give them another full quarter to score, and then if at the end of the full quarter, if the game is still tied, then you go to sudden death. Or you can amend it to where both teams get a chance to score a touchdown. And if both teams score a touchdown, then after that, the first team that scores, whether it be a field goal or a touchdown, wins the game. That makes it that much more exciting. Will it make players play a little longer? Yeah, but you got to remember, this is the playoffs. So somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose. If someone gets hurt, it's unfortunate, but you know, ultimately we want to see, you know, the maximum potential being reached as far as the game is concerned. I think for as great as that game was that we saw between Buffalo and Kansas City, I think we're a little cheated. And I don't think that's fair to anybody. That's going to do it for me. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for checking out this episode of Dead End Sports 365. Be sure to check out my channel. It's called youtube.com/spellitout, TWELVEKYLE. My podcast is the 12 Kyle Podcast. There is a new podcast that drops every Thursday at midnight. That's going to do it for me. I'll check you guys out later. 5,000.